Hello, and welcome to the Welligant Woman Podcast, a place for women over 40 who are ready to transform midlife, reimagine what's possible, and make each new decade better than the last. I'm your host, Karen Viesta, certified health and life coach. And after going through my own midlife reinvention, I can honestly say that I now experience more energy, vitality, confidence, and joy than I ever have before. Each week, I'll be sharing information, inspiration, and strategies to help you do the same. Let's get started. Well, hello, my friends. It is a gorgeous 65-degree day in New York at the time that I'm recording this. So spring has definitely sprung. And if you're anything like me, then spring signals the start of, you know, everything, new life, taking a fresh look at our home, our garden, our closet. So I think this is the perfect time to introduce you to my guest this week, Allison Limbadis. Allison is the founder of Outfit Formulas, an online styling program that has helped over 150,000 women build wardrobes and get dressed every day. She is on a mission to help women build intentional wardrobes that make them feel more confident no matter their budget, their size, or their age. She is also the best-selling author of the ultimate book of outfit formulas. She believes that every woman deserves to have access to great style and is worthy of feeling confident in her clothes. Allison and her husband, Craig, are the parents to three and recent empty nesters enjoying their newly found free time traveling and relaxing on their mini farm near Dallas. So welcome, Allison. So nice to have
Thanks,
you here.
Karen. It's awesome to be here.
So I have heard you refer to yourself as a style psychologist, which is so fascinating to me. And there are so many juicy directions that I want to go in, but I suppose we can begin at the beginning. If you would share your journey and kind of how you came to this area of style psychology.
Absolutely. So I have a pretty untraditional path. Yes, my degree is in psychology. I have a background in coaching, but I sort of found my way back to that through style, if I'm being honest. I worked in corporate America for 14 years, and I was leading a team of engineers, which was, you know, something totally different than what I do now. But I got an opportunity to work from home. And that's really when this whole idea around the way I was dressing and the motivation level that I had and the way I was feeling started to sort of come to the surface. And in that time period, I was defaulting to my stretched out faded black yoga pants, my oversized sweatshirts, pulling my hair back in a ponytail, not wearing makeup. And this was great for about the first 3 months of working from home. But then I started noticing all of these other external factors that were sort of red flags that something just wasn't quite right. You know, I was throwing on the yoga pants in the morning, but I wasn't working out. I had stopped really just focusing on healthy eating. I wasn't feeling as motivated at work. Laundry was piling up. Like all of these things in my external world were happening. And I felt like things were kind of spinning out of control. So I sat down one night and I thought, what has changed so drastically in these past few months? Yes, I'm working from home. So I feel like if anything, I should be more on top of things, right? And instead, the exact opposite of this was happening. And the one thing that I could pinpoint was that I had cut out that self-care time in the mornings. I was not taking that additional 30 to 45 minutes to shower, fix my hair, get dressed every day. I was just rolling out of bed and going straight into my day with the kids, packing lunches, getting them out the door, coming back, sitting down in front of my laptop, starting my workday, never really taking that time or energy to focus on myself. And so I decided one night I was going to sit down and make a schedule for the next day. And in that schedule, I built in that time to get up, get showered, get dressed, and do the things that I used to do to prepare for the day. And it was my own little experiment of one, I suppose. But when I did that, I was amazed at how much more motivated I felt as I went throughout the day. And no one saw me that day. You know, my kids and husband saw me in the morning before they left. I did it for me and it felt so good. And I felt so much more motivated, so much more energized. And when I picked up my daughter that day from school, she jumps in the car and looks at me. She was probably in middle school around the time. And she said, "Mommy, what happened to you?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "You look pretty today." Aww. And I think for me, that was that moment where it wasn't just affecting me, but I could see that, you know, I was affecting everybody around me too. And I decided that I wanted to dig into this a little bit deeper and really start to intentionally build a wardrobe that would work for my new lifestyle, which was the biggest issue because I had a closet full of clothes and nothing to wear. And a lot of women can relate to that, where, you know, we have these big transitions in life. And we realized that the things that I used to wear just don't work for me anymore. I'm hearing from so many women who are in the menopausal phase of life who are telling me that now, like, this wardrobe is not working anymore. I've got to figure this out. And really, that's the space that I came from and why I wanted to dig into that deeper why behind getting dressed. Yes, I provide practical tips for women. I can tell you exactly what to go out and buy. I can tell you exactly how to pair it up, what basics you need to have, all of that stuff. But honestly, it's about the way it makes us feel. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, because it's a confidence booster, right? When you feel good in your clothes, you feel good about your appearance, then that allows you to show up as the best version of yourself in the world and make an impact, honestly, whether it's just on your daughter hopping in the car after a day of school, or it's on a larger level than that. And that's where my love for delving into the psychology behind style was born.
Yeah, it's so interesting because, as you know, my audience is women in midlife, and I almost feel like it's almost a second adolescence, you know, in the sense that when we were in those preteen years and we were going through a transition that was physical but also emotional and psychological, we were struggling to find our footing, right? We were rethinking our social circles and our, you know, we were trying to feel comfortable in a body that didn't feel familiar anymore. And we were trying to dress ourselves and figure out our style and all these things, you know, it can be very disorienting. So I agree with you. I think, you know, one of the things I hear a lot from my clients, from my friends, from other women, you know, in this season of life is that for a variety of reasons, they just don't feel like their clothing works for them any longer. Either their body has changed and they look different in these clothes now, or maybe, you know, they're just struggling to reinvent their style and kind of figure it out. And then, of course, there are all the messages that society tells us about what is quote unquote age appropriate. So it can be, you know, a challenging place to navigate. And I would love to hear your thoughts on, you know, this whole idea of rules and what is age appropriate, because I think a lot of women can feel very stuck in that space of like, well, I don't want to look like my daughter, but I also don't want to look like my mother, you know?
Definitely. And this is a question I get all the time. And I'm going to tell you my unconventional take on that. But first, you shared a really important point that when we are teenagers, that's kind of when we're trying out different styles and forming our style identity. That happens around 14 to 15 years old. And it's usually a phase that's marked by experimentation, where we're not afraid to try things. And I feel like that's an opportunity for us to kind of get back in touch with that inner teenage girl whenever we're going through this transition in life and really start to explore those things again and get back in touch with not being afraid to experiment. And the beauty of doing that now is, you know, when you're a teenager, you worry a lot about what other people think of you. And maybe we still do to some extent, but as we get older, that's, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about aging is that we stop caring as much about what people think and start caring a lot more about how we feel. Yeah. And this is such a unique opportunity to be able to get back in touch with that and just really start to experiment again with style. And I really just love to encourage women to do that. So just know that it's never too late. And when it comes to age appropriate style, I always say dress in what feels you appropriate, not in what feels age appropriate. And this is going to differ from person to person, but if we get too caught up in the rules, then we end up not trying anything at all, right? Yeah. So, you know, do your own personal litmus test. If you try something on and you feel comfortable in it, you feel confident in it, snap a selfie in the mirror because the selfie never lies. It will tell you the truth. And if you're still not quite sure, send it to a teenage girl. She won't lie. She'll tell you the truth.
They too. Are brutally honest.
Teenage daughters. but yeah, just experiment and don't be afraid and don't look at something and say, this is not going to work for me because this doesn't feel age appropriate, but really you just have to go by what makes you feel confident, what fits and flatters your body, and really just not go by all of these rules that have been instilled in us through generations and the messages that we grew up with. All of us have these messages and these style mentors that we had in our lives for better or for worse, you know? And I think a lot of times we allow that to get in our heads. Sometimes it's our mother, sometimes it's our grandmother, sometimes it was a teacher or somebody, you know, maybe in a religious space, but we've received all of these messages through the years and this conditioning that makes us really just afraid to try things. And that if you take anything away from this conversation today, let it be that don't be afraid to experiment and try things and find what truly does work for you. And personal style evolves over time too. It's not something that's static. If you find that you were drawn to boho styles for several years and now suddenly you're starting to lean more preppy, then lean into that and enjoy that experimentation and finding out what feels right to you and what feels like is a representation of who you are as a person and how you want to show up in the world.
Yeah, I was just not too long ago, I was having a conversation with a girlfriend and we were talking about how years ago, there were like two or three seasons when new collections would be revealed, right? And now where, you know, people are consuming on TikTok and Instagram and all over the place, it's no longer two or three times a year. It's monthly and sometimes even weekly that new collections are being released. So I think for a lot of women, it's also just overwhelming. One minute you're told these jeans are in, and the next minute you're told those jeans are out and these jeans are in. And so, you know, what I always find too is even with respect to trends, I think we have to be really careful. And I would love to know your thoughts about trends because, you know, I always fall back on just what you said. It has to fit and flatter me. And if somebody tells me it's out, but I like the way it looks on me and it works with my body type, then it's not out for me, you know. But I think it, with respect to rules, we get not only rules about what is age appropriate, but even with respect to trends, you know, it can just put women in this state of overwhelm because everything is, the landscape is changing so quickly.
It truly does. And we're hit with it on all sides every day, right? You know, like you said, when we were growing up or even just, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't get bombarded daily with messages that, oh, you've got to have this latest top or these latest pair of jeans or whatever. Like there is so much pressure on social media now. Number one, curate your feed. I think it's super important to do that and really focus on following influencers who make you feel good, that make you feel lifted up, that make you feel like you're not having FOMO all the time, whether that's an influencer that you can identify with because she's the same age as you or the same body type, or she has the same shopping habits. You have to be really careful about the voices that you're allowing to influence you on a daily basis. Number two, when it comes to trends, you know, I feel like if you have some good core basics, some quality pieces that you absolutely love that you want to wear season after season, year after year, then that puts you in a position where maybe you want to just add a few new color trends for each season, or you want to add a new jeans silhouette where you're not in this constant cycle of feeling like, well, this next thing that I buy is going to create this cohesive wardrobe for me. Because really building a cohesive wardrobe is about having the right basics in place. And those are not going to be trendy items. They're going to be truly your basic items that you're going to be wearing to create your outfits on a daily basis. And once you have those, you're not going to be feeling as much pressure to be on trend constantly, yet you're also going to have breathing room, both in your budget and in your closet, to add in a few new pieces that make everything feel fresh and fun so that you're not getting bored wearing the same pieces over and over again. So I feel like there's a balance in there. And I recommend that about 80% of the pieces in your closet should be your basics and 20% can then be trends or accessories and things that, you know, just kind of zhuzh up your outfits that you have already.
Yeah, I love that. You are speaking my language. And I was on your website and I saw at one place you had written, there was something about you teaching women to be closet curators rather than caught up consumers, which I think speaks to exactly what we were talking, what we're talking about. And I love it. And you talk about dopamine dressing, which is a term I had never heard of, but it's brilliant. And again, that kind of goes back to what we're saying about, you know, dressing so that you feel good and not necessarily playing, you know, by the rules, as they say. One of the things that I have heard you speak about on your podcast, which, by the way, for the listeners, Allison has a fabulous new podcast. I'm so enjoying it. The Allison Lombatis Show. I will put a link to it in the show notes. And in one of your episodes, you were talking about the idea of a style story. Again, something I had never heard of, but I found it really fascinating. Can you sort of define for us what a style story is? And then, you know, how can we identify our own style stories?
Yes, yes. I love sharing style stories. And this is one of the main reasons I wanted to do the podcast, because I feel like every single woman has a style story. And honestly, even in talking to a few men about this concept, they've shared they have style stories too. So I sort of stumbled upon this by accident. I was going through some old photographs from my childhood. My parents were over. It was a holiday. My sisters were here. We were going through all of our old photos. And I started noticing some of the outfits that I was wearing growing up and the memories that were associated with those, and really just thinking about how they influenced who I am today and how those outfits and the way that I dressed, not only in the choices that I made for myself, but also the choices that were made for me. And again, those messages that I was hearing and who my style mentors were and how all of that just came together to create what is my own personal style story and how this influences so many things today. And now that I've been interviewing women on the podcast about their style stories, it is just, it's beautiful to see how impactful these messages were in their lives and how, you know, we kind of get to this point where we realize, hey, maybe I don't believe that message anymore, that this person told me that I can't wear this item, or that, you know, that I wasn't the cool kid in school because I didn't have the designer jeans and my mom bought me the knockoff shoes, or I didn't have money to shop growing up. And now I can see how this impacts and influences my shopping and spending habits today. Mm-hmm. And I really think this is worth every woman exploring. If you've never done this before, if you have access to old photos, or even if you don't, if you can just pull up some memories around style and think through the messages that you received growing up, think through how you felt when you were that 14-year-old girl and you felt that pressure to fit in, and what did style look like for you then? Were you able to shop, or was, you know, were funds limited? Did you have to dress in hand-me-downs all the time? Who were your style mentors? Maybe you had like a super stylish teacher or an aunt that dressed really super fun and funky and you wanted to emulate her. Who were those influences? Because I feel like this tells a bigger picture for all of us and really can influence where we are in our journeys today. And also can change some of that messaging that maybe we grew up with that is a little bit faulty around style. And it's just so worthy of exploring if this is something that you've never done.
Yeah. And as you said, to give ourselves permission to make changes and to break the rules and to dress in a way that's different from what we normally do. You know, so much of what we do, and I talk about this a lot, you know, in the context of wellness, but so much of what we do is just habit. You know, we are such creatures of habit. Our brains are so overloaded that, you know, when things become automatic, it's easier for us, right? We don't have to think about it. So we just revert to, you know, the same patterns when we wake up, the same, you know, breakfast we eat every day, the same outfit we put on every day. So, you know, even just kind of becoming aware of our habits around style. And as you say, you know, the style story can maybe help us to uncover some of those patterns. But I just found it such a fascinating concept, and I hadn't ever done it. And then after I heard that episode, I thought the first thing that popped into my mind was, like, you know, I grew up, I was a teenager, preteen in the 80s. And so at that time, do you remember, like, the style was like, you know, belts with studs, and like there was this very like Billy Idol, you know, rock kind of a look.
Punk rock kind of vibe. Yeah,
exactly. And it was so not me. But I guess I was, as you said, at that age of like experimenting, and I had gone shopping and I got a belt that was like this black leather belt with these silver studs. I mean, it was so wildly inappropriate given the rest of my wardrobe, but somehow I suppose I thought I was going to make that work. And I showed up to like a Christmas dinner wearing this belt. And I can just remember like the reaction of everybody when they saw me in this leather belt with studs. And while that was not a look that stuck, I do think it was kind of an act of courage, even just buying it and wearing it. And so I think even when we try on things that don't necessarily vibe with, I think it is very confidence inspiring just to know that, you know, we can be 50 years old. And if we make a decision that we want to change our look, we don't have to ask anybody's permission. We can give ourselves permission and we can do it. And I think just knowing that is very empowering for women who have maybe spent a lifetime trying to follow all the rules.
So much so, yes. And you're right. So much of it is about that permission and giving ourselves permission. Or if you're waiting for someone to give you permission, we're giving it to you right now, that it is okay to experiment with those things. And some things will work and some things won't, but that's going to give you a clue about who you are and your style and what feels authentic to you and true to you. And this is just part of the process. There's no failing in this process. It's meant to be fun.
Yeah. And I always say, I think that whole transition, like perimenopause, menopause, it's almost like our body literally saying to us, we can no longer do things the way we did them before. We need to like take the wheel now. Like we need to take back control of our time, of our energy, of our, you know, our nutrition, of our movement, like whatever it is, you know. And I feel like style is just another piece of that same dynamic of like, okay, if you know, we have in our power, it's in our power to create the second half of life that we, a second half of life that we love. And so, you know, now is the time when we have to recognize our own power to make changes and to experiment. And another thing I want to just quickly touch on before we wrap up is that you have another, I thought it was so interesting. One of your first episodes is on worthiness. And what was interesting to me about that is that one of my first episodes, I think it was like episode 2 or 3, was on worthiness. And of course, I was relating it to health and wellness. You're relating it to style. So I would love for you to just speak about how do we find worthiness through our wardrobe?
Yes, that's such a good question. And this is really the why behind what I do, if I'm being honest. It's about helping women to see that they are worthy of a wardrobe that they love, and giving them permission to build that is such a huge part of it. I've heard from so many moms that I've worked with over the years that, you know, we're always willing to spend the money on our kids and make sure that they look cute, and we put ourselves last, right? We're wearing our maternity jeans for way too long because we don't want to invest in clothing that makes us feel good, but we are worthy of clothing that makes us feel good. And just flipping that switch from being so others focused to knowing that it's okay to invest in ourselves, because women are not, we are not by nature selfish. You know, we invest back into our communities when we have resources. We are willing to, you know, do those things because we're givers, right? We're givers at heart. And it's a little bit harder for us to know that it is okay to invest in ourselves, and to know that when we do that, when we fill ourselves up, that, you know, by design, we're going to be filling up others too, if not only by example, but in other ways. So yes, I really just truly believe that worthiness is such an important part of this, and knowing and trusting that you are worthy. The clothes won't make you worthy. They will increase your confidence. The worthiness is the thing that comes from within. That is the internal change that happens in just honoring who you truly are and being able to express that in the decisions that you're making, whether it's through clothing or it's through your relationships or through your health and wellness journey. There are so many facets of life where we can reinforce our worthiness in really beautiful ways.
Yeah. And it becomes a cycle, you know. I mean, when we value ourselves in that way, other people take note, other people respond to that energy. I do feel like, you know, they would tend to value us more, and it just kind of, you know, bolsters our confidence even more. So yeah, I love that. I know that my listeners will want to connect with you. So before we wrap up, can you just share a little bit about Outfit Formulas and about, you know, how they might be able to connect with you?
Absolutely. So Outfit Formulas is the online personal styling program that I started about 10 years ago. And I did this in response to women coming to me and saying, I don't know where to start. So what I do is I provide them with a shopping list and daily outfit ideas that they can either style from pieces in their closet, or they're welcome to shop the pieces on my list. But I always recommend that you shop your closet first, because most of us have more clothing in our closets than we even realize. And it's just like meal planning for your closet. You receive a monthly shopping list and an outfit plan with a calendar where you know what to wear every single day. And we have a beautiful community of support around this. I feel like everything is better when we have a community supporting us, and it's full of just women who are out there on that style journey with you. They're lifting each other up. They're super supportive. They're very, very kind, and they're willing to help each other out. And that's a beautiful thing, especially in this day and age, like where the internet can be an ugly place to be. But this community is truly one of those places where you are seeing that magic of community building and lifting each other up.
I love that. And I would imagine you probably have, you know, many women over 40. You know,
yes,
I'm sure
the majority.
Absolutely. Yes. And I think that's also important, you know, again, at this season of life, when we are all feeling a little disoriented, it's just nice to be in a group of women who are having kind of a shared experience.
Absolutely. Oh,
wonderful. And then where else can they connect with you?
They can find Outfit Formulas at outfitformulas.com, but you can connect with me personally on Instagram at Allison Lombatis and on all the social media.
Okay. And listen to the podcast, because I'm telling you, it is really fun and fresh, and I'm just really enjoying it. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, in case you haven't heard, I'm running a free online workshop called Age with Style. In this workshop, we'll be exploring all of the ways that we as women over 40 can create extraordinary beauty, wellness, and confidence. We are covering all the things: caring for our bodies, our minds, and yes, our closets. It is all happening on April 24th, so come join us by visiting wellagentwoman.com/agewithstyle, one word, or by visiting the link in the show notes. Can't wait to see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wellagent Woman podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please don't forget to subscribe. And I'd love it if you would leave a 5-star review and share it with others. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.